welcome to the 12th episode of HP Detectives. I'm Sam.
I'm Alex.
And today we will be discussing various characters as usual.
Our main topic will be Merope Gaunt.
If you recall, she was Voldemort's mother.
Yes, she was Voldemort's mother. Mother first mentioned was in Chapter 10 of Half-Blood Prince.
The only time that we see, the only time we see is in a pensive, and we hear about her other times.
Yeah.
But the only time that we, see her, speaking of the pensive, I find just, the pensive just an interesting thing.
Yes, it is. Let's talk about the pensive for a second.
Okay.
Well, it's obviously Dumbledore's.
Yeah.
Harry's been into it a couple times.
I wonder. Who has it now? If it's just still sitting in his office?
Probably.
That's a bad guess. Oh!
What?
I wonder. That'd be interesting. If Dumbledore left some critical memories in there for Harry.
Oh, yeah. That could be true.
Yeah. Left memories.
Oh, I cannot wait to see this book.
Ah. Yeah. Yeah. Because if he knew he was going to die, he'd probably leave things in there for Harry.
Yeah. Definitely. That'd be very interesting.
I know. It just came to me.
So, what now?
So do you want to get on to,
what?
Our main character discussion?
Yes.
Merope Gaunt. She's deceased. She died at age 20, soon after childbirth, followed by a successful delivery delivery of her son, Tom Riddle Jr.
Alright, she is plain pale. She has a heavy face with lank hair and eyes that stare in opposite directions. She wore a gray dress the same color as the Gaunt Hovel walls.
Now, her heritage is pure blood, descendant of Salazar Slytherin. Her family, she's the daughter of Marvolo Gaunt, a younger sister of Morphin. First mention was in Chapter 10 of Half-Blood Prince.
Merope Gaunt was born around 1907 and endured a very unpleasant first 18 years of her life. Regarded as unworthy by her father and brother, and with no mother to look out for her, she was treated as little more than a slave by her family. She was treated with the utmost contempt and was made to carry out all manner of household chores for Marvolo and Morphin. While they did little more than nail snakes to the door and foster their hatred for muggles and mudbloods.
Yeah, nail snakes to the door.
Yeah. I wonder why they did that.
Maybe just to show something to do with them having to be descendants of Slytherin.
Yeah, probably.
She was frequently both verbal and physically abused by Marvolo, who seemed to regard screaming at her and hitting her at perfectly normal parts of everyday life. As a result, by the age of 18, she was totally downtrodden, miserable, and defeated. The one source of hope she had left in life was a young, handsome muggle by the name of Tom Riddle, who passed by their hollow on occasion. She would stare at him as he went past and dream of what life could have been like if things had been different.
That's weird. Alright, when Morphin found out about her infatuation, he hexed Riddle and then told Marvolo about his daughter's secret crush. Marvolo was infuriated that his own daughter was looking at a muggle and attacked her. Luckily for her, Bob Ogden from the Magical Law Enforcement Squad was visiting at the time in connection with the hexing of Riddle, and he defended her, resulting in an attack upon himself. When Ogden summoned reinforcements, both Marvolo and Morphin were arrested and sentenced to time in Azkaban.
Suddenly free of her oppressors, Merope hatched a plan to escape from her miserable existence. She prepared a love potion, which she managed to get Merle to drink. Soon enough, the efforts kicked in. Under the influence of the potion, Riddle fell in love with her, and the two ran away together, much to the consternation of the villagers of Little Hangleton. It is, after all, not every day that the squire's son runs off with a mad tramp's daughter.
True, true.
They were quickly married, with Merope keeping up a steady supply of potion, and soon she was pregnant. It was at this time, however, that she made the greatest mistake. Unhappy with a love based on magic and deception, she ceased to administer the love potion, reasoning that Riddle would have fallen in love with her for real by this time. Sadly for her, nothing could have been further from the truth. Riddle was gone in an instant and returned to his parents' manor house, complaining of having been hoodwinked. Merope was left pregnant and alone, with her dreams in tatters.
It was likely at this time that Merope, disgusted in her entire life, swore never to use magic again. Where she went is not known, but just before Christmas 1926, she turned up at Borgin and Burke's, trying to sell the Gaunt family heirloom of Slytherin's locket. Burke gave her 10 galleons for it, and she disappeared again, turning up next on the doorstep of an orphanage on New Year's Eve.
She gave birth to a son within an hour of her arrival, and within another hour was dead herself. She lived long enough to name her child Tom Marvolo Riddle for Merope Gaunt, the one hope she had ever had of a happy life had gone, and there was nothing left. Unwilling to raise her own wand to save herself, she allowed herself to die.
What?
Yeah. She seemed to be, very downtrodden.
Extremely.
Yeah.
Hey, Alex, go to our website. Check how many days are left.
I just think that it's kind of interesting. Not interesting, but just kind of sad at how downtrodden she was.
Kind of depressing.
Yeah.
Like that any parent would treat their kid like that.
I know. Yeah, and then she's Voldemort's mom.
Mm-hmm.
400 days left.
And 7 hours, 41 minutes, and 54 seconds.
Yes. Merope just...
She's a very interesting character.
Yeah.
Like, she would disappear and reappear and disappear
It just seems... it just seems so weird. Just my thought from earlier about... About how we, how Dumbledore might have left something for Harry.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk more about that?
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
if he left, critical memories in the pensive,
mm-hmm.
then Harry could go and get them.
Yeah. That's if Dumbledore knew he was going to die. Some people say that he did know. Some people said that he didn't.
I bet he did.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure, but he seemed to trust Snape until the very end.
Yeah. I'd reconsider my view that I think now he shouldn't have trusted Snape.
Yeah.
not that Snape is innocent like I used to think. I don't think that way anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I'm
sure there's many people that are just very upset with Snape. I think
yes,
that.
Yes, indeed.
But then there's the people who. Just think that.
That they
wanted that. That's what Dumbledore wanted.
Yeah, but then I used to think like that. If you remember, but then now I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty much all about pensive things.
Yeah, about pensive. Send us your ideas about it.
Send us your ideas about anything that has to do with that. We might want to investigate. We'd love to have them.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll probably put them on the show.
Yeah, we might. If, you see that, but.
Yeah.
So, Sam, it'd be really neat if we just had, like, another segment, just to make the shows a little longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. If you guys have any new segments you guys think you'd like to see on it, just drop us an email, Sam.
Yeah.
Can you think of any new talks that would be fun?
For now?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think we're not done with the pensive thing.
Just for future episodes. Yeah, you know, I think we're done with the pensive thing yet?
No. I have one more thing.
Yeah.
Like, about when Dumbledore died, how would he know he was going to die? Can you, like, see into the future?
That depends. He could have maybe seen Trelawney earlier.
Predicted the signs.
No, you might have seen Trelawney.
Trelawney, yeah.
When she did one of those real... ones, or some people think that it was planned for Snape to kill him.
Dumbledore, nah.
Yeah, some people say that, and then
there's, but then there's Dumbledore's quote. He doesn't really care that he died. Personally, I don't think he does, because
I will only no longer.
No.
I will only leave Hogwarts when none here are loyal to me. That means his spirit's still really there.
Yeah, but I think that Dumbledore did die, and that
he, of course, he died.
What's happening is that that there's a quote he made in the first book. To the well-organized mind, death is just the next step, I think.
The next great adventure.
Yeah, the next great adventure. Which tells us that Dumbledore is not afraid of death.
That's true, unlike every other living person.
Yeah, most other people are afraid of death.
But death wouldn't be painful at all.
Depends.
Because it gets you out of your pain, right?
Depends. If you bleed to death, it'd be very painful.
Yeah, but you're not dead yet.
That's true.
I mean, like, the actual dying part. Mm. Like, when you enter the void.
Yeah.
Probably would, like, alleviate your pain.
Hmm.
That would be the most wonderful feeling. Can you think of anything else, Alex?
I just haven't heard that theory before. I thought it'd be interesting, because it seems something that Dumbledore would do.
Yeah, it does.
Do you think maybe Dumbledore made Horcruxes?
No.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, yeah, because you have to rip out part of your soul.
No,
of course. And you have to kill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that part. But otherwise, it would be a very good idea to make Horcruxes. But I forgot about that one little part, one little detail.
Two.
Oh, yeah.
He has to kill him.
Riff out part of his soul.
Yeah.
Your soul.
But I'm sure Dumbledore knows how to do it. It just seems like something that Dumbledore would know.
if Tom Riddle could figure it out at the age of 16, I think that...
Dumbledore can figure it out.
Yeah.
So what now?
It's about actual new segment. Can you think of anything that would be good for a new segment on the show?
No, I can't.
Yeah, I'm just going to think about it.
We should just brainstorm sometime.
We're going to try and get one episode out a week, and this...
Recording this on Wednesday.
Yeah, we're going to try to record them on Wednesday, so if you want something to be included on the show, you might want to send it to us before Wednesday. We'll try and put it out on either Saturday or Sunday nights. We still haven't decided.
Yeah.
But we're going to try and get them longer as they go, but we're just first trying to get one out weekly, and then we can work on getting a little longer.
Yeah, definitely.
We all plan to be redoing our website sometime soon. So we will try and maybe another one this week. But if we can't,
we'll have another one next Wednesday.
After this week, we're going to try and just get one out a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we will.
So, see you at the next episode. Bye.
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 You say I only do what I want to. I break rules all the time, so I've always known what I had was special. Always knew I didn't quite belong. And now that I've left those goggles, I realize that they treated me wrong. I don't miss them. Precautions that are given by Professor Dumbledore every year. Stop berating me, I don't really care. I'm sick of hearing negative. Don't wanna leave them, but I don't.